Okay, we're still trying to prove that Buddhas come from bodhisattvas and not bodhisattvas from Buddhas, right? Don't just nod, okay? No, if you're in the debate ground, you have to think. You know, don't just nod, you get in trouble. What's that? Oh, that Buddhas come from, that bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, but... Huh? We do? But then bodhisattvas can't come from Buddha.
Because a child can't pick birth to their
parents. We went through that. So here it says, they talked about Nyanangigyu and what's the other one? Hanjik Chekin, right? So the thing that turns into the thing is the Nyanangigyu, like the clay for a pitcher. And then, so there's the bodhisattva that turned into a Buddha. And then he says, he claims there's Lanjik Chekens. What would that be? Bodhisattvas who teach Buddhas? Omniscient beings?
Bodhisattvas who teach the Bodhisattvas became the Buddha.
Other mainstream Bodhisattvas who teach Buddhas? Oh, that's okay. All right, that's better. Deta, and that is to... Okay, here we go. One, two, three. There, oops. Down or up?
What's the last day?
Their tail?
We said it. We said Buddhas take their births from bodhisattvas because they take birth from the bodhisattva they used to be and they take birth from other bodhisattvas. Normally, when you just said something and then you're trying to, their tail goes up, you know. That is true. That is so. Okay? Their tail? Say, Deta.
Deta.
Yeah. One, two, three. Pena. Pena. Pakpa. Jampeya. Chubsem. Argyurpe. Tunina. Dachaki. Tumba. Dandele. Shembe. Kasangi. Sange. Tombo. Chang chu chok tu sem ke tu chuk pa do de le sim ba ta bu yin be. Okay. Pena? Yeah, for example. Papa Jambel? Arya Manjushri? Chanju Semba? Gyur, when he was. Okay? When he was a bodhisattva. Du, no? What's Dunkor? Dunkor. Kala Chakra. So two means what?
At the
time. So yeah, at the time that he was a bodhisattva. Dakchak is us guys is. All of us is. It's a very... it's sort of a gentle way to say all of us. It's a polite thing for a lama to say. See, really, they're much different than us. But I say, well, all of us guys. You know, Dakchaki Tumba, teacher. Let's see what else you know here. Nah, that's about it. Okay. Okay. As well as, right, yeah. That's true. Okay. Okay. We hear about occurrences or... situations? I think I'll stick with situation. But anyway, the point it's pretty, so Manjushri is a bodhisattva and he's teaching Buddha. And he's getting them to get bodhicitta. Yeah, they're in there pre-Buddha. Okay, obviously. Okay, but you could debate it. You could memorize this and lay it on people in the debate ground. You know, oh, you know, Manjushri was a bodhisattva, yeah. And he taught the Buddhas, okay. And he got them to get bodhicitta. Okay. And then, you know, you could have a big debate about it. All right. That's for Manju Kosha. And this is Manjushri. Okay, this is the glorious gentleman. And I once asked Rinpoche if there was ever any difference, and he kind of said no, but he said it was still important to distinguish them for some reason. I don't know. Okay. We did that in one book. You can do that. In that days when the glorious human being. Or you can stick them in as an appositive. How do you guys feel? Yeah, maybe in the back we'll talk about it. Yeah, I have big debates with people. I agree that it's kind of questionable. It's a thing you could debate about.
Maybe we could give them a link to the hypertext dictionary. It's all
about okay.
This book should be designed with the web in mind, integrated for
everything. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Rang del le un kyang gyu ni ki chang ju sem ba dha sang ge chom de nam ki gyur gyur de ne kap ki ke pa dha yan da pa Zintu Jupa Le So. Pronounce this for me, ready? Very slowly, these two syllables. 1, 2, 3. Gyur, ngyur. Okay? Big difference. One is cause, one is became. Listen, gyur, ngyur. Got it? Gyur? Ngyur. And if you don't know the difference, if you can't hear the difference, then the words are the same to you. Then they mean totally different things, right? One is a cause, one means to become. The second one has a slight prenasal. One more time. Gyur? Ngyur. Okay. Here's the end of the sentence right here, like two paragraphs down. Okay? And it's cheer. So we have to say up here, what? And this is true. You know, I just went down to check. Zindu Chupa. Chupa is a. Chupa means to like incite somebody to do something. Can you think of a better word? See, they've incited this person to develop bodhicitta. Inspire? Let me think about that. Inspire. Encourage is pretty good. Yeah, provoke is not. You wouldn't provoke someone to be kind. No, you answer it. It happens, I know. That is, they prefer to put it. Okay, here we go again. 1, 2, 3. De la ne kap ki ke pa le ni de shin she pe ne kap ki. Chanchu sembe neka gyuche yimba niki. Okay. Yeah, that's good. No. It's okay. Yeah. in a certain very pure way, you see. Okay? Dela Naga Kichipa, the way in which they pervade everything. Okay? You're alright with that? After what? Well, I wanted to catch particular. There's a particular before that. See. Okay. I think it's there. Let me go. Okay. Hang on. Okay, this is all the second half of the sentence. One, two, three. Yandhapa zindu jupaleni jitar pakpa jampa chanchu sempa gyopa ni ki chondende shakya tupa dham dele shembe de shin shepana che tok ma kona chan chu ki sem yanda pa zindu chupa de pa yino che sun ve che. Oh, this is something, give me a word. Che toma kona. It means like in time, like you can't imagine how long ago. Che means greatly. Tokmar means beginning. Konar means, you know, the very. Because you're talking, how long does it take to take him after you got bodhicitta?
Oh, God.
No.
Count, three countless.
Yeah, 75,000, 76,000. And 77,000, countless eons times 10 to the 60th power, right? After he got bodhicitta, to get enlightenment. So this is long before that, that Manjushri as a bodhisattva talked them into getting bodhicitta. You know, Lord Buddha, our Buddha. You see, so this is like a long, che toma kona. Like, how do you want to say it? It's like...
Immeasurable times.
Say in time. How would you say the whole thing, though?
No, that's
too weak, I think. Yeah, I think something like that. What did we use that lame thing up there? In a very particular, very pure way. Okay, we'll work on that. Okay, but still the wording is a little devil mandu, as Geshe Thupten Rinchen would say. The wording is still uncomfortable, right? Because they're referring already to them as Buddhas. So you have a bodhisattva teaching a Buddha how to get bodhicitta. You know, I mean, the wording is, you could have a good debate, you know, but you know what it means. Okay.
What, is it deliberately very true reason?
No, I think they just assume you know, and maybe if you mentioned their original names, you wouldn't know. Like, maybe at that time he was Joe Schmo, so if you say, look, you know, Manjushri talked Joe Schmo into having bodhicitta, you know. Because they had other names, right, then. Sometimes they give the names, and then you get confused because you don't know that it means our Buddha. So I think they're just trying to help you. I don't think it's... You can debate it, though. You can start a debate about it. You know, you can say it's... you know, there was a case when a bodhisattva taught a Buddha bodhicitta, you know. And then they'll say, of course not. And then you'll say, well, I guess the auto commentary is not correct then. And then you'd quote it, you see what I mean? And then you'd set off a whole debate. What do we have to do now that's boring and necessary? Yeah. Okay. Tell me how to search. It's, first of all, it's a long quotation, which makes it easier. Say again?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Himself.
That's when, yeah, yeah.
So that's how they provide help for others?
No, he's saying there's two kinds of causes. The one that turns into the Buddha, which is his former life as a Bodhisattva. The scripture is backing him up, what he said coming into tonight's class, which was that there are Bodhisattvas that turn into Buddhas, and then those Buddhas have also been trained by other Bodhisattvas that are not them. In a former life, right? And then he gives us an example, Manjushri, who taught Lord Buddha in a former life. Okay.
So that when he says provide a former stage,
yeah, yeah.
In general, not.
Yeah, and the Sanskrit is obscure. It's really obscure. I mean, it sounds like Bodhisattvas provide former stages for Buddhas of the later stages. But we know that he's trying to prove they come from them directly, so. You know, it's a little more comfortable for us. Okay. Oh, you were going to help me pick a unique piece to search for. We have a problem. We've got like 16 letters. To, you know, you see what I mean?
And
you could say, I think I like that. Let's try that. Jam, bell. Right?
If you add the jam, that's going to make
you
it a little more.
Yeah. I would think that too.
Well, let's try. Jam, shoot. Okay. Let's try that.
What did you put it nearby?
Nearby.
I have a question though. Let me see something. Okay. Okay, here we go. We were here, right? So we took this piece. And where are we going to search? Kangyur, Tengyur, or Sumbun? Tengyur, right. Just the Tengyur? Uma. Because it's the auto commentary. Okay. 3862, is it? Where's Phil? Oh. He's my number man. I'm just gonna skip straight to the auto commentary. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Let's see if it's the same. Yeah, there's only one word I was a little bit uncomfortable about. But we'll get back to that. Let's see what folio it's on. 221B. Okay. I left out one word. Dupa, you know. Yandapa zindu chupa dupa, you know. What's dupa mean at the end of a sentence? Yeah, somebody thinks that, you see. He is said to have induced. Okay? A little bit different, right? It casts some doubt on it, but that's what it says. Okay, right.
Is it a different emphasis than serna?
Sorry?
Is it a different emphasis than Sarna?
Oh, completely different than Sarna. Yeah. Because a dupa can be our own belief also. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a Sarna. Chikila said there's a Sarna. Let's stop there. Okay. Okay, ready? Here we go. This is a long sentence. One, two, three. Ka chi chan chu sempa gyawa le tumba la denka de shindu tupe wangbo chan chu sempa le tumba mingyawa du rikpa le laryan tupe wangbo chan chu sempa ne tumba drupa de dhokpa sona nepa yin sena. This is very, very difficult idiom. Say denkater. Denkater. He's gonna say, "Look, you allowed the fact that bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, and so rather than that helping you prove that Buddhas come from bodhisattvas, you got stuck right where you were in the first place. You know, okay? Like you shouldn't have agreed that." Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, because then you're already on our side. You see? Because all we said was, yeah, it's true that bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, but that doesn't mean that Buddhas don't come from bodhisattvas. But he didn't hear the second half. He's like, oh man, once you admit it, you're in trouble. Okay? Like, denkatera means, literally it means you gave the word of truth, meaning you admitted to the truth of the fact that bodhisattvas come from Buddhas. And once you did that, then rather than managing some kind of logic that helped you prove that it wasn't contradictory that Buddhas could come from bodhisattvas, you got stuck in our position. Okay? He's saying something like that. But what do you want to say for denkater? It's extremely rare, and it's a really weird idiom. It means you've given your agreement that it's true. But how to say it in plain English? You have... yeah. Conceited is good. Yeah, okay. I like it. Now here's another idiom. Dopa sona nepa. Say dopa.
Dhopa.
Sona nepa.
Sona.
Dhopa means, it means, it's a really hard word. In modern colloquial, dhopa means a suspicion. Like, he has a dhopa about you. He thinks you swiped the money yesterday from his room, you know. He's got dhopa. And it also means a superstition, like don't walk under a ladder is a dhopa. And sona nepa is a really, really difficult logical term that means... the original problem still remains or something like that. Sona nepa means nothing's changed. It's still there. Sona nepa. So the original dopa we had about this, our uncertainty or our question, sona nepa, I don't think you'll find it in any dictionary. Sona nepa means like the problem is still there. See? Still stands is really good. I like that. Okay. Okay. You did sort of have to with me. Problem still stands? Yeah. Well, we're going to see why. Hang on. The whole question of whether... Okay? Remember, because we said, yeah, Buddhas do take their birth from bodhisattvas, but that doesn't mean that bodhisattvas can't take their birth from Buddhas. Oh, no, sorry, the opposite, yeah.
I would say, so you conceded the point earlier, but I think so.
You can say that. I'm going to stick to them. Okay. Okay. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Kin me de chan ju sem ba de rang la chitin be te pe wong bo le chun ba la den ka jin ba yin ki tu pe wong bo le chun ba la den ka jin ba ma yin pe Tupe wambo cha sem le chumba mingya re. Okay. Kin min du. Okay, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's kind of circular.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't. It's not logical. As it stands, it's not logical. What I should say here is, we never considered that they took their birth from the lords of the able, Rangdang Gyuchik the Gyurpa, who are them in their previous life. You see what I mean? That's what he wants to say. You see what I mean? Got it? Look, when we said bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, when we agreed that bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, all we meant was that Buddhas teach them and then they get bodhicitta and they become bodhisattvas. We never meant to say that first you're a Buddha and then you turn into a bodhisattva. You see what I mean? That's all he's saying. Okay. So there's no problem. We didn't get in trouble when we admitted that. Since we didn't say that the Buddha, bodhisattva comes from having been a Buddha previously, then it's no problem to say that Buddhas also come from bodhisattvas.
So, is there a knowledge
of Buddha, some sort of footnote in there? I don't know. It takes away sort of fun of it, you know? I don't know. You leave it a little controversial, you know. I mean, Rinpoche wouldn't fix everything for us, you know. You leave it a little. You don't solve your students' problems. You make them go home wondering, you know. Rinpoche would always say what? Cook it. You know, like you desperately wanted him to resolve it for you, and he's like, no, you go home and worry about it. All right, okay, like that. It's good for your mind. And the monastic textbooks are written that way. They're written to force you to keep thinking. They never help you. They never finish anything. They never give you the answer. You know? It's always like you always have to struggle, you know. And it's good for you. It's like in the debate ground. Okay. There's never a conclusion. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Tu pe wang bo cha sen le chung ba lung ki tu pa yin te kuen chao tsek pe do le. Okay. Le at the end of a sentence must be from. Okay? It can't be karma. It's probably not the word. They're the same word, right? Same spelling. Okay? Okay, so he did the Rukpe Drupa. Rukpe Drupa, now he's going to do Lungi Drupa, right? What's that mean? Yeah, he used logic first. He proved it by logic first. It's not contradictory that bodhisattvas can't. It's not contradiction that bodhisattvas can come from Buddhas if Buddhas come from bodhisattvas. Okay? That's not a contradiction. Now he's going to use Agama, scriptural authority. Okay? And again, in a real debate, you can only use such scriptural authority as both parties agree to, you know. So when you're debating in America, you pretty much can't use scriptural authority. You see what I mean? Not much. But in the monastery, you can use... It just depends on where you're at, you know. If you're in your particular college, you can't use another college's scriptures. If you're in your particular university, you can't use another university's scriptures. If you're in the particular major monastery, you can't use another major monastery's scriptures. If a Bumbo comes to debate with you, you can't use Jasan Kampa and you can't use a sutra. A Bumbo. Like we had in the winter debate, we had some Bumbos come. These are the shamans from old Tibet. These are the religion before Buddhism. And they wear these blue tops to just sort of say we're different, and they don't accept scriptural authority unless it's spoken by Sangye Shenchu, or, you know, they're like ancient master, you know. So then you have to confine your argument to logic, you know. There's no scripture that you both agree to. I was there the first few years they came, and they weren't really trained yet, but I think they got better now, you know, because their tradition was very badly damaged when Tibet was lost. You know, they were, particular traditions were really badly damaged. Sakyas were badly damaged, and the Bumbos were really damaged. And the Kagyus were not so badly damaged, because they were already in East Tibet. So, you know, it's like that. The Lukpas were like 50-50. Yeah.
When you translated the part about, remember there was a paragraph a few pages back about Rigpe and Lungpe.
Yeah.
And there was a sentence, and there was a bit of Tibetan in there that when we were hypertexting it, it seemed like we couldn't find where you translated it.
Do you want to go back there?
Is it okay, or should we?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Let me mark where we are.
Okay.
Probably it included the word authority.
The section that we couldn't figure out was Rigpa Drupe Tsula.
Rigpe or Rigpa?
Rigpa.
Drupe Tsula?
Ngrabe Tsula.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. that one right there?
Yeah. Rigpe. Oh, I did translate it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but some people are sending me nice suggestions. Like Alistair sent me a few good corrections. Just words I missed when I was translating. So that's why it's good to have you all here. Okay. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Usum dita te pena dawa cepala chaksawata nyawa lani mayino. He's speaking to somebody named Usum. It'd be nice to have the Sanskrit since it's a sutra, right? Well, actually, I'll just stick to the English. Is there a better way to do this? Later. Okay.
No, it doesn't do it on both sides. You have to do it in the...
This is a weird... Dawa Tsepa means the moon on the third or fourth day of its waxing. Yeah. There's no English word, right?
Waxing moon.
To the moon, which has just begun to wax. that I'm funny. Yeah, he's quoting a sutra. Okay. Why did he say this?
Because he's quoting that we go to bodhisattvas who are still on the path as the new moon rather than those that are like a full moon.
Yeah, we honor the cause of the full moon, which is the moon just starting to wax. So the whole point of this whole first page has been, which we've been stuck in for a year now, is, you know, you honor the cause of an enlightened being more than the enlightened being. So the cause of enlightened being is a bodhisattva, and the cause of a bodhisattva is, yeah, love, knowledge, and compassion, basically. Yeah. Okay. And then which one is the root of them all? Compassion. Right. So if you saw a person at the grocery store being compassionate, better to bow down, better to honor them than to go to a temple and bow down to some image.
True.
Because they're the cause that makes the image. So if you see someone being nice to someone else in the line at the grocery store, to mentally honor them more than you would a piece of wood, you see, or even representing the finished product. It's like somehow a higher practice. You see, it's kind of cool. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Vasun deshin pyo kanda nala raptu deba dedani chanju sempa namla chajayi deshin shekpa namla ni deta mayina. So deshin shekpa is good because you get a low tone and a high tone, right? Deshin shekpa. Say deshin shekpa. Deshin shekpa. Deshin shekpa. Okay, good, yeah. Why did this guy change it from yi to yi? Yi to yi. Okay? The S makes it long, right? Yi, the S drops off, and in linguistic compensation, it lengthens. Yi. But he said, no, it's not yi, it's yi.
So it's not an instrumental.
It's not an instrumental. It's yi, which means... It's K-Y-I after a vowel. Yeah, it's just possessive, right? And then 0.01% of the time it's disjunctive, but. Okay, here it's but. So not only did they misspell it, but even if spelled right, it would be the weirdest one you ever had. Okay, so it's hard. This one's hard. I wonder if we could find it. Let's see if anyone else ever used this quotation. Kangyu Tengyu Simbum. Kangyu. Kangyu. It's a sutra. Okay. But ACIP hasn't finished much of the Kangyu. So you're probably more likely to... it's not much there. Okay. Let's try in the Tengyu. Would a sutra be in the Tengyu? If it was quoted. If somebody had quoted it, right? Oh. Oh, that's nice. And then I can change it somewhere. There it is right there. Do you see where the arrow is? But it's Chakchayi. What's the difference between that and Chayi? Huh? No difference at all. No difference at all. It's just beat. If you need meter, you break it off. Cha yi. Instead of chai. So if you need two beats for your meter, you use cha yi. It's the same thing. Okay? Very confusing. All right. Okay, here we go. So we're going to correct it. Now we can correct it, right? We got the photos today by email of the opening of the input center in Varanasi. And they're having this party and they're breaking coconuts and the computers are all sitting there and it's really cool. And these pujaris are there and it's really cool. So they're going to start typing the text that you guys are scanning, the Sanskrit text that you guys are scanning. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, people are scanning stuff. So those are like the only 50 Buddhist texts that are left from 5,000 that were burned when the Mughals attacked India. So they're going to be inputting them. You know? This is tough. He's going to say those who have faith in me should bow down to bodhisattvas and not in the same way to Buddhas. He doesn't say rather than Buddhas. So how to say that? You see what I mean? Because that would be almost, what do you call it?
Sacrilegious.
Yeah, it'd be like sacrilegious to say that. You know, he's not saying you should bow down to bodhisattvas and not to Buddhas. He's saying you should bow down to bodhisattvas, kindness, rather than in, and not bow down to Buddhas in that particular way. You see what I mean? Say again. There's ways to say that that he didn't use, so you wouldn't do that. What he specifically said was, they bow down to bodhisattvas, but they don't bow down to Buddhas in that same way.
Especially bow down to bodhisattvas?
Say again.
Especially bow down to bodhisattvas?
Let me think about that.
Previous verse, in the way that the bodhisattvas are like the third day waxing.
That's the idea, yeah.
How about not to Buddhas in that particular way?
I like that.
Especially, you said protector of light in this paragraph and light protector in the previous.
I don't know. It just seemed to flow better. Okay. I think with that kind of motivation, like, you bow down to a bodhisattva, cognizant of the fact that the love in them is what creates a Buddha. You know, keeping that in mind. You know, but if you wanted to choose the highest object in the world, I think you'd have to bow down to a Buddha, right?
Could you say with that in mind instead of in that particular way?
Well, he said deta, which means in that particular way. Okay. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. De chi chi shena chan chu sem pa le ni de shin she pa na jung wo. Chi chi. Why? Why the hell? You know what I mean? Chi chi. When do we say that? Yinba ta. Yinba ta. Chi chi. Oh, you must be saying that. Teacher. Teacher means why for? You know, who said that? I didn't say that. Okay. Are you telling me that? Teacher. What if you agree? Are you telling me that?
Duh.
Yeah, I am. Okay, so duh means I am telling you that. Teacher means, who said that? Which means I didn't say that, right? But it's interesting to see it's 2,500 years old. See, it's Buddha is saying it. Lord Buddha is saying it. Teacher. Why is that? Okay. Chandu Sambalani Deshin Shepa Nam Jungo. You translate it. I'll give you the subject of the sentence is Deshin Shepa Jung Le Chandu Sambas.
So those who have gone beyond.
Yeah, Buddhas, because Buddhas come from Bodhisattvas. Okay? Got it? Okay. And why is that? Yeah, you gotta find me a way to do this.
There's a way you can set a style.
We will, yeah. I do that sometimes and they just freak out. Yeah, I know. I tried. But I have a form. I'll write a macro or something. I'm just lazy. And why is that? Because Buddhas come from Bodhisattvas, and he's going to say, and 1, 2, 3, De Shin She Pa Nam Le Ni Nian Te Da Rang San Ge Tam Je Jung O She Su Be. Okay? Still debating. He can't stop. He's just... we had an abbot like that, and... And he couldn't, he'd be in a debate, and he's supposed to sit up on the throne, and we're supposed to debate, and he just couldn't stand it. And he'd just jump off the throne and run down and start screaming questions, you know. And we're like, go sit on the throne, like we're debating, you know. And he's like, no, no, you know. And you know, and he couldn't talk to him without him going like this to you all the time, you know. And, okay. What's that? Okay. This is pretty much a scriptural source for. I mean, the whole beginning of the book by Master Chandrakirti, right? It's kind of interesting. He's copied it from a book that was written 1,000 years before. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ratnakuta.
Where's the debate in that sentence?
That's why I pulled it out all the way back. That's true. And this is true because... Yeah, it sort of is, but it's more clear, right? That was good. Who said that? Yeah, hi. Yeah, okay. Transcend data and this is a picture. One, two, three. Cha sem te la, sorry. Shin shik pa ne che la pe la pa ju pe gyu se yu de. How do you pronounce this one here? Hlak. You reverse the H and the L, right? Hlak. Okay. Like, and it's not Lahasa. It's Hlasa. Okay. It's not Laharampa Geshe, it's Laharampa Geshe. Yeah, okay. This one? Not. 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 Say not. 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 What's not mean? Lunga isum. Body, speech, and mind. It means speech. Not. Like Ngawang Darge. Ngawang means Lord of the spoken word. Then not means mantra or tantra, secret teachings, but with a bao, with a B prefix there, it changes everything. It's still pronounced not, but it means something else. Recommended, or praised. Okay. Okay. What's the lay here? Than. With an A, okay, than, rarely. So now you have a problem with lay. It already had two weird meanings, which were karma and from. And now it means more than, higher than. So those are three meanings you'll have to struggle with, you know. Tibetan is a, they call it dropeke. It's the language of sheep herders. And it should never have been a high philosophical language. But somehow it turned out just right. You know, I mean, it worked. It survived. And Chinese was already highly evolved. And when they translated to Buddhism into Chinese, they used very highly sophisticated technical terms that already existed. And then somehow that got lost. And then somehow the sheep herders language survived, you know. It's a weird thing. There must be a reason. I don't know. Maybe sophisticated language changes.
In what sense?
Well, I mean, the meanings got... There's a very sophisticated connotation of a word in 1990. And then by 2050, it's slurred, it's slided a little bit to something else. But cow always means cow. That's the power of the New Testament. No, that's the power of the New Testament. You know, somebody asked me, oh, you studied New Testament in Greek, did it help a lot? I said no. Because, you know, it's just cows and he's not talking about, he's using parables. So it's not like the meaning's going to slide. The connotation's not going to slide. But if you have things like emptiness or, you know, then the meaning may is a slip. It'll slide if there's not living people to explain it. You see what I mean? And but if it's just some old Tibetan word for an empty sheepskin container, that's not going to change. So somehow the idea survived in Tibetan better, even though the language was much less, maybe because the language was much less sophisticated. You know, it's a weird thing. You can debate it. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Anyway, it works. But the problem is you have words like lay that have three totally different meanings. And then, okay. Yeah.
Anthony wants to know why it is even necessary in the previous sentence.
You say even now.
He's good. It's a good comment. There's no Tibetan for it. I just thought it would go better. I think it's assumed. Chelak. No. Chelak means infinitely higher. We had that Che when we were talking about infinitely long ago. Same Che. You're right, Anthony. I was wondering if anybody was going to catch it. Okay. He's in Australia. He's really good. Okay. I think he gets up in the morning and the next morning. It's tomorrow morning for him. Okay. Yeah, he has the switch off button ready when his boss walks in. Okay. Wow. I'm going to change this one. Now there are. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Teishin shekpe gyude chepa shepa da. Okay, and this is true. So there's a reason why you would praise bodhisattvas more than Buddhas. Okay, why? Well, first of all, if someone comes up and says, you should bow down more to a lady who is kind to someone else in the line at the grocery store than you should honor one of these statues, right? Then that's got to make you think, you know, why did they say that? Why did the teacher say that, you know? And then it makes you appreciate the fact that that's where they come from. You know, it's the kindness in the grocery store line that... that's where Buddhas come from. So it makes you appreciate that. If some lama comes up and says, stop bowing down to these images, you know, just watch the lady in the grocery store who's nice to somebody else. That's more important. Then it makes you think, why did he say that? You see what I mean? So that's one reason to bow down first to a bodhisattva. Who bowed down first to a bodhisattva? Master Chandrakirti at the beginning of Entering the Middle Way, which is the book that we're studying. Okay. All right. One, two, three. Tegula lakpa jebe tebu te shin shepa la lakpa jepa gyawa da. Okay? If you say, man, the lady in the grocery store is so cool, you know, then indirectly you're praising what she will become by doing that. You see what I mean? Right? Okay.
Is it also to draw your mind to just looking at causes?
Sorry?
Is it also to draw your mind to just looking at causes?
I think so. That's a big Buddhist thing, right? That's such a big Buddhist thing. You know, you can't change things in the moment. You have to work on the causes and then reap the crops later. Right?
Yeah, but not just causes, but the nature itself, because otherwise, there's other causes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe why the sheep herders language so bad. 1, 2, 3. Menki nyuku loma jampo te che te ki kyang gopa te shin tu te shin shek pe gyu chan chu sempa che che ki kyang gopa she pa chao. What's men? Men. Medicine. Men la? Yeah, yeah. Men, haitom, men la. Okay, the medicine Buddha, right? Menki Gyushi. The very famous four medical tantras. We started translating the other day with Aura, and then Jamie walks in. He's got his hands, he's got all these rare medical texts from someplace, these illustrated, handwritten medical texts. He just walks in the very 5 minutes that we're starting the medical tantras from medical school, right? So anyway, so Mengi, do you know Nyuku? Nyuku's the Tibetan word for a pen. Why? It refers to a bamboo, small piece of bamboo. It's called Nyuku. So pens came to be called Nyukus, okay? Jumbo is the same jam as in Jambayang. Yeah, gentle or soft. Loma means the leaves of a plant, okay? So, chitte means, I don't know how to say, take care of something in a very nice way. Chitte. Cherish is good. Like special care. You'll see why. And then kyang means to, it's the idea is when you planted a plant and it's just very young, and men means like an herb, like a very fragile herb. In the first few days after it opens, after the seed opens, then you have to take special care with the leaves. You can't like crush the leaves or hurt the leaves. You have to, like, kyang means to nurture. Yeah. Mm. Fragile? I like that. Of the newborn sprout? fresh sprout? Fresh sprout? Baby sprout? Huh? Seedling. Oh, okay. Of a medicinal herb? Okay.
There's a debate about seedlings not having leaves.
I'm sorry, here it means a sprout. Here it means a sprout. It can mean sprout also. It can mean a sprout also. It can mean just something that just popped up. And then at that moment, in that week, you have to be very... You can't, like, overwater the plant, or you can't, like, kick it around, or, you know... After it gets a little strong, you can abuse it. But in the first few days, you have to take special care, right? So we have to take special care of bodhisattvas, because they are in... What do you call it? They are... It sounds like incumbent, but it's not that. They are... There's a word that starts with ion. They are... What's that word? In... About to happen. They are Buddhas about to happen.
Incipient.
They're incipient Buddhas. So you have to, like, take care of them. If you meet a bodhisattva, you have to... I mean, in one way, you want to... What do you say so far? You praise them. By praising them, you praise the result. That was the second one, right? The first one is, oh, you're meant to understand how bodhisattvas are the cause. Now, this one is, look, you have to take care. The cause is a fragile thing. And once somebody gets a little bodhicitta, you have to, like, help them out to keep it. Because at that stage, it's still fragile. Everything's still fragile. Later on, when they're strong in that, they won't change. But you have to take special care in the early days, in the bodhisattva days, okay? That's another reason. He's got another reason, too. This is misspelled, and I'm just going to correct it. Okay, one, two, three. Teishin shekbe kodu lakbe nyeram ni Teichen lamdu kartangbe kepa yube. It's good. Somebody came from New York last week, and they were in the debate ground, and I could see the difference. Why? It was the angle. It's like, you know, and then the people who've been here are like, you know, like that, you know. Okay, so you gotta get it back there, okay? Like, if you hit a few people behind you, it's good. Okay. All right. It stretches your lung meridian, which makes your mind better. Because the metal and the fire have this connection. How do you want to say this? He's going to say, if you praise a bodhisattva more than a Buddha, right? Then Nyentas and Rangsanges who are sitting there will get impressed.
Yeah.
And then they'll want to go on the Bodhisattva track. See what I mean? So Ka Tang, Ka means mouth or face, Tang means to pull. But he's saying the purpose of doing that is to get those lower people to Ka Tang them up to the Bodhisattva path. So how do you want to translate Ka Tang? I don't know. It's kind of like sometimes they say not done. Well, it's like the way you lead a cow.
Yoking.
There's a word for that. It's more animal than guide. It's almost like pull them along. Lure has connotation of the sea. It's like
go
drag them. I like drag them up. I like that. The fun is the additional purpose. It's a little bit colloquial. It's a little, so drag is okay. And finally, there's additional purpose of yeah, dragging's too far away from up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do we fix it?
Fun in regards to the self-maintenance.
I think it works. Or you could say dragging up to the greater way, the listeners, and
yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
How's that?
Cool.
Why did I translate it as have appeared in the retinue and not are in the retinue? There was some debate before that they couldn't be in the retinue, right? Or something. We didn't resolve it very well. Jachombas. Okay. I think we have one more. Okay. Okay, let's do this last line here. The guy's coming up with a question. It's good to leave with a question, right? One, two, three. Nye rang tu wang dang tu wang chang sen dang chang sen rang ki da kien tu kye pe tu pe wang bu su le tu ba yin. Okay. So you've described how lower arhats, right, people who reach nirvana, are produced by Buddhas. And you've described how Buddhas are produced by bodhisattvas. And you've described how bodhisattvas are produced by what the Buddhas say. Okay? What's his problem? I don't know. Let's see. It's probably not too bad. Oh no. Oh, I see. Okay. Let's read it together. One, two, three. Kab dir tu wang le chung su ngu su tene chang sem chung su ngu su mi tumbe gyu zhen ji yin shena. I'm not quite sure. Let me see. Oh, okay. I think it's missing some words. How would we check? Yeah, go to the scan. Go to the original manuscript. So, why don't we just work from scans? You can't search them. Okay? Like, if you have the whole thing scanned, you have to hold the whole Congress scanned, and you want to find one quote, you still have to look at every single page. You can't search a scan. And not now. I mean, there will be developed optical character recognition of scans, right? But Tibet will always be a problem because it was carved, and every letter shaped differently from every other letter of the same letter. Okay, we tried. Bell Labs helped us, and we worked on it for a long time, and it got pretty good. But it's still, it takes so much time to correct it. It's better to have three people type it. You see what I mean? So anyway, what page are we on? You guys know?
It's 13.
Here's where the page number is on a Tibetan text. You see the little hand? And they're only on the front side, not on the back side. So when you scan it, there's another problem. They get separated. It's like every other page in a book doesn't have a number on it. You see what I mean? Okay. Is it 13A, 13B? Did they say?
It's 13B.
13B? Okay, here we are. I'll blow it up, okay? Oops. How do you do that? Like this? It's right here, okay? Kab dir tu bong le chung su ngu su tene chang sem chung su ngu su mi tembe gyu ten chi yin shena. Okay? And, you know, later you have to learn to read from a manuscript, which is really a mess, okay? But it's not missing anything, okay? But here's what it means. Except that manuscript came from where? Handwritten in a refugee camp. So, you know, and we've never found the block. We've never found a surviving block print. So, you don't know for sure. Okay, but that's all we know now. Kabdir. So they, you know, in the original verse, they went through this convoluted thing that said, what is the original verse? Yeah. Do you know? Off the top of your head? Yeah. So the two lower track people are born from Buddhas, then? And Buddhas are born from Bodhisattvas. And Bodhisattvas are born from these three causes. But why didn't he say Bodhisattvas are born from Buddhas? You know, you've been struggling, Kirtamadargi, all this time to prove that not only are, what? Buddhas born from Bodhisattvas, but Bodhisattvas are also born from Buddhas, right? We've been struggling to say that. Not only are Buddhas born from Bodhisattvas, sorry. Not only are Buddhas born from Bodhisattvas, but Bodhisattvas are also born from Buddhas. But Master Chittakirti never said that. That's a problem. He never said that. He never said Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas, directly. Right? Like he starts out, he says, lower track people, lower nirvana people, arhats, are born from Buddhas. And then Buddhas are born from Bodhisattvas, and Bodhisattvas are born from kindness. Right? But he never says that Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas. You see, he never says that. So the guy says, why didn't he say that? You know, it seems like a problem. You've been struggling to say that. It's not contradictory to say that Buddhas come from Bodhisattvas in the way that Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas. But he never said that Bodhisattvas come from Buddhas. Did he? Okay? So it's a good question. So we're going to find out later. Why? Okay. I think, you know, when you translate, it's good at the end to sit and take a piece. Like, I like this one here. You take a piece, and you kind of take it home with you. You know, you don't just close the book and go. You know, like, they'll take half an hour in the monastery to wrap the scripture. The teacher will just very slowly wrap the scripture. And you're meant to sit there and, like, cherish one idea that you got out of the class, you know. And I like this one in particular. I mean, the reason to bow down to the lady in the grocery store rather than an image, a wooden image, is also to indicate that we have to take care of whatever fragile seeds you have of kindness. They need more attention than the images in the temples do. You see, I mean, it's like a very beautiful statement. It's like, look, A, they're just wood, you know. B, they already got there. You don't have to worry about them. But this tiny little kindness that you've been able to develop that's so fragile that you get angry and then 30 seconds later it turns into hatred, right? It's so fragile. If you bow down to that first, then you're kind of saying, look, you have to pay attention to that kindness. You have to take care of that kindness and put your mind on that kindness and worry about that kindness and don't worry about their kindness. Like, they took care of everything. They're all done, you know. But the kindness in your own mind is very fragile. And so it makes sense before you write a great book on the greatest book on emptiness that you bow down to just the kindness of the lady in the grocery store. Why? Because it's so fragile. You have to take good care of it. You have to think about it more than you have to think about their kindness. Right? Okay. All right. So take that home. And we'll step in.
Shibhukindushimetotam Viralingshinindayampadi Sanye Shindu Nite Huwari Lokanandakshinvajupakshu Idam Guru Vatamandakam Vyatayami
Okay, thanks. Oh, I'd like to especially welcome Brackett and her father. Thank you for coming so far. And this is like a very confusing language class, so I hope it's okay. But we're all confused, so thank you for coming.